A couple of health workers who contracted the Ebola virus have returned to the U.S. for treatment. That's led to concerns about whether residents in this country are safe from an outbreak, while medical professionals have to balance caring for patients with the need to protect themselves and their families. Dr. David Beta is chair of the bioethics department at the University of Arizona College of Medicine in Tucson. David, you've been in clinics in several countries in the effort to limit the spread of disease. Have you faced a situation where you and your team couldn't stop an illness?
Over the course of several weeks, there was a huge measles epidemic within the refugee camp of 150,000 people, and I had to deal with that, and I lost about 250 children in about 2 weeks, and it was quite traumatic for everybody. As a young child, I grew up overseas, so I never had measles, and I did contact measles and develop measles encephalitis. It is extremely difficult to separate yourself from being responsible for the care and the health of those who have entrusted their health to you, and remembering that you have the loved ones back at home that you don't want to compromise by compromising yourself.
Once it happens, is there any feeling that we're putting people in a position where maybe we shouldn't, or maybe they shouldn't be making that choice? Is there a certain danger we're not quite thinking about enough because the mission is such an important one?
It's an excellent question, and let me just answer that by sharing that each one of us in the healthcare profession struggles with the ethical issue of duty to others, our obligation for duty to others, and our obligation to duty to self, and that is protecting ourselves and protecting our loved ones. So it is an extremely difficult decision to make when we are put in a position of being asked to go to an environment that's extremely dangerous, knowing that we may be compromising ourselves and our loved ones, for example. I mean, we can go right back to the United States. Well, let's take, for example, the H1N1 virus influenza epidemic in the States that was moving rapidly through different states. Many healthcare professionals were extremely uncomfortable going into the hospital and treating patients because they were afraid they were going to get it and then turn around and pass it on to their loved ones. So we are faced with that dilemma almost on a daily basis, even in a hospital with any contagious patient. And each of us has to soul search and has to come up with what we believe is in everybody's best interest. Can we pass judgment on others? The answer to that is no, and the ethical and the moral groundwork and framework for that is one needs to really be cautious in forcing individuals into situations that may not be in their best interest.
With word that health workers who've contracted Ebola are being brought to the U.S., does it make sense to you that some Americans are very concerned about that and the possible spreading of the illness here?
They have a right to be concerned, but there's also a need to be understanding that with proper precautions put in place and with a concerted effort to protect the population, we have a duty to do our best to help them. When we look at bringing those who have been infected with Ebola to the United States, it's extremely important for us to understand that we have an obligation to serve those, but also an obligation to protect others. And that's where that dilemma comes in. And as long as we are conscious of that and we do our utmost, then passing judgment is a difficult thing for people to do. And so I would ask that those who are concerned about it pose the question, if this was your loved one overseas who had Ebola, would you not want them to come back and be cared for?
For a situation like this, does the U.S. have effective policies in place to keep citizens safe and healthy?
I would have to say yes. There's a small possibility that things can get out of control. But I think with the precautions that are being taken, I truly believe that we are going to be okay. I will, though, emphasize that this is an extremely serious illness and disease and an issue that we all have to be conscious of. But at this point, there's no reason to panic. I think that there's a lot of good intent and good policy and procedure that's in place to protect citizens of the United States.
Dr. David Beta is chair of the bioethics department at the University of Arizona College of Medicine.